Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The Homeworks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Jack Fritz finally hanging out with you again here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. 215-592-9494 is how you get in and react to a series win out in San Diego. A good bounce back after what happened out in Milwaukee over the weekend. And overall, a 500 road trip, which I know it's like you're kind of lowering expectations, but these were tricky. I mean, the Brewers were playing really good baseball heading into that series. They blew the game Friday night, which was atrocious. Saturday, you know, just didn't have it. Were able to steal a game in Milwaukee on Sunday. And then they go to San Diego, and listen, the Padres are not great this year. I mean, they've been one of the more disappointing teams in baseball. But you look at that lineup, and you know that they could turn it on at any point. And they still have a pretty good crowd this week. I mean, today was bad, but the first two games, I'm pretty sure they're 40-plus thousand each. So, you know, a tough environment. Obviously, they still have last year's NLCS on their mind. It's not exactly two cupcake road series, even though given the Padres' record, you would think it was. So overall, a 500 road trip, I take that. I take that at this point. Like when you're at this point of the season where you just got to just cross the finish line. Don't collapse. Just be, you don't have to go in super hot, whatever. Just don't make us totally freak out. I'll take a 500 road trip before coming back home to face the Marlins and whoever else. So I'm happy with it. They take 2 of 3, and a lot of good stuff to get into from today. Let's get to the biggest takeaway of the game, which is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. And my biggest takeaway is, you know, it feels like they are a strong bounce back team. And it's been something that has kind of been their calling card the last couple of years. I mean, even if you want to just talk about this road trip, Saturday they go out, just ugly game. You know, they don't really show up off of a disappointing loss the night before, and they salvage the last game of the series. Last night was really one of the few times where, I mean, even in the game on Saturday against the Brewers, like, it was close for a minute. You know, they did have a lead in that game. I mean, last night they just showed up and didn't look like they're kind of going through the motions out there. Maybe it was Trey Turner leaving. That kind of threw their mojo off. Maybe they took game one and they were like, yeah, we already, you know, we're fine for right now. But yesterday was one of the few times where they didn't show up. And they got pretty much boat raced by this Padres team. But what you continue to see from them is they do have pretty impressive resolve. They're not going to win every game after they lose, but they've done a good job of not letting 2 losses turn into 4 or 5, which at the beginning of the year, it was like they'd win 2 in a row, then they'd lose 5. They would go on like these 4 or 5-game losing streaks that just kill you. They've done a much better job at that. And part of the reason why I think they do a better job at that is their leadoff hitter. And I can't believe that we still have to have this argument. It's like, can we maybe get out of the 1990s mindset of, like, you need a speed guy as your leadoff hitter? Kyle Schwarber's the leadoff hitter, and he's really good at it. Like, can we just knock this whole thing out? Like, he's a really good leadoff hitter. He was on base a ton again today. I mean, game one of the series, he was on base 5 times. And the most important part of Kyle Schwarber, the leadoff spot, is obviously when he leads off games with kind of statements. And he's had these statements over his first 2 years in a Phillies uniform. By the way, in his first 2 years, he might approach 100 home runs. Pretty good. But, you know, like a statement, come out, we get blown out the night before, bang, there's a home run. 1-0. Unfortunately, they completely wasted a bases loaded, no out situation in the first, which is just annoying. But it's something that they've just not really been great at all year. But either way, Kyle Schwarber being able to lead the game off like that and just kind of give a little exhale to that clubhouse. It's happened a good amount in the last 2 years. Obviously, the game down in Houston where they clinched, the game in Washington when they lose the first game of that series or first game of that doubleheader, he comes out, hits a home run in game two, and everything ends up being fine. He is a tone setter for them. And that's part of being a leadoff hitter. Jimmy Rollins was a tone setter for the 2007-11 Phillies. I know Kyle Schwarber's not the same kind of player. He is a tone setter for this team. He is the alpha of this team. Like, he is their leadoff hitter. They win a ton with him in the leadoff spot. Is it all because he's in the leadoff spot? No. But, like, I can't wrap my head around, they're like 23 games over 500 with him in the leadoff spot, and people want him out of there all the time, even though all they do is win, and they have the best offense in baseball in August. So I just, you know, hopefully we can continue to evolve as baseball fans and understand what this guy does is important, and it's not all about being fast and whatever. It's about impact, and he does it with the home run ball. He does it by being one of the ducks in the pond. I mean, he scored today on a hit. It's not like all he does is hit solo home runs. He's a valuable offensive piece, and you're continuing to see more of that. Bryce Harper, and this is my play of the game, which is brought to you by Mike's Amazing. the official mayo, mustard, and vegetable oil of the Phillies. Good to see Bryce, you know, Chuck Mountaire officially off the hot seat for a little bit. Comes up big, you know, obviously Schwarber leads off with the home run. Then they get bases loaded, no outs. They don't score. They wasted another opportunity in the second. Thank God Bryce Harper came through. It was a two outs. Like, again, two out RBIs are killer for an opposing team. Bryce Harper comes up, big hit to give the Phillies a little bit of breathing room.
One ball, two strikes, and the pitch to Harper. Swing and a drive, right center field. That'll be down there for a base hit. It's going all the way to the wall. In to score is Sosa. Schwarber being waved around third. He's coming home. There'll be no relay to the plate. It's a two-run double for Harper, who snaps an 0-for-20 with that swing, and it's 3-0 Phillies.
Much needed. I mean, just a much, much, much needed hit there by Bryce Harper. Obviously, 0-for-20 heading into the game. Breaks that streak there. Gives Zach Wheeler a little bit of breathing room, and you know, they kind of just do their job from that point on. But Bryce kind of getting out of that, hopefully, you know, can come home and get back to what he was doing before he went on the road trip, would be just a big, big lift for this team. But either way, it was good to see him get that one out of the way today and keep this thing rolling. I think Road JT might be the best player in baseball. I mean, another home run today. Believe still batting over 300 with a 980 plus OPS on the road. It's ridiculous, because at home, again, he's I think batting 200 at this point, or 201 with like a 650 OPS. Maybe it might even be six. Like, that's where I was JT at home, but on the road continues to get the job done. I don't know how to explain it. I know Rob Thompson jokes around that, well, he's got the four kids at home. I don't know, but this guy on the road is a difference maker. So it's good to see him kind of continue that. And listen, they're a team of bits, and Road JT is a good bit. And the final, you know, initial takeaway here is, you know, it's so interesting where we're at with Trey, because, like, before August 4th, it'd be like, yeah, oh my gosh, thank God Trey's out of lineup for a couple games here. I just don't want to watch him anymore. Like, that's how frustrating it got with Trey Turner in this lineup. I am just glad that they survived the Trey Turner's games, because obviously having Castellanos in the two-hole last night was just dreadful. Again, he saw five pitches in the game, and he grounded into three double plays. I mean, that has to be a record. That I don't have the Elias Sports Bureau in front of me. That has to be a record. So, you know, they go 1-1 in the Trey games. Hopefully he's back Friday. We haven't seen any announcement about his kid being born. But hopefully he's back Friday and get back in the game, because I just don't want him away from that for that long, given how hot he was. I don't want him to kind of cool off here. So I'm glad to see they went 1-1 in the Trey-less games, and it's fun that like a month and a half ago it would have been a godsend that he wasn't in the lineup, and now it's like, man, thank God they survived the two games without Trey. So it's been an impressive turnaround here for Trey Turner. That's the biggest takeaway of the game, which is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury firm. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. My other big takeaway from the game today, and it's an important one, is that Wheeler just continues to look dominant. Just looks dominant. And I know he allowed three runs against the Brewers over the weekend. It was on one swing, and everything else was pretty dominant. He's starting to strike out a ton of guys. Like, his fastball, because it's so interesting watching Wheeler, because his off speed, they're pretty much all just show me pitches. Like, he's never really had a plus off speed pitch. It just, like, they work, and then he gets strikeouts on them because he throws so hard that they're going to chase those pitches. But his fastball, again, I don't know what it, I mean, it has to grade out. It's pretty ridiculous. But it has to be one of the best fastballs in the sport. I mean, 16 whiffs on his fastball today. It's ridiculous. So he's had a really strong about last four or five starts. I know that national start was ugly. You know, he had actually two straight. So he had the national start in the day game where they just kind of jumped on him, were all over him. He had Sunday Night Baseball where he allowed four runs in the first, but then was dominant after that. Really, since that first inning up in Williamsport, he has just looked incredibly locked in. And, like, when you start believing and trying to figure out how deep this team can go in the postseason, it's not happening unless Zach Wheeler is Zach Wheeler. So he is looking more and more like the ace we thought he, you know, is. And when you head into these playoff series against these other teams, whether it's the Cubs, Giants, if you get past those guys and you get to the Braves or Dodgers, I mean, the fact that they'll have the best starter in those series, besides like maybe Corbin Burns, I would have Wheeler ahead of Strider. It's a really big advantage. And the fact that we can begin to erase the early season doubts we had with Zach Wheeler is big. Now, if his counterpart, Aaron Nola, could join the party, that'd be great. But I don't know. Saturday was just so debilitating from that standpoint. But Zach Wheeler continues to look absolutely dominant for the Phils, and that's an important thing to mention here. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. On the other side, we'll get to all of your phone calls, but also a good sign out of the bullpen that is starting to get back to his old self. We'll get to that and more of a reaction. Coming up next, it's Jack Fritz here on the Final Out.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Here's the 2-1. And a swing and a drive. High and deep center field. Forget about it. Grisham gives up. He won't even watch. Way up off the batter's eye in dead center field. Kyle Schwarber with his 41st home run of the season and another leadoff shot for Schwarber. It is 1-0 Phillies.
Yeah, it sure was. Absolute shot. And again, just one of those kind of tone setting. Kyle Schwarber. They lose badly the night before. Bang, here comes out the big man. And he gives them a quick 1-0 lead. And again, just an absolute tank shot. So 41 on the year. There's like 23 games left. Does he get to 50? Does he get to 50? I mean, listen, he can heat up in a hurry. So that would certainly be a spectacle. But, 46 is officially on the hot seat. Welcome on back. It is the Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Reacting to the Phils, taking 2-3 out in San Diego. And just continuing, ever since that's what's in. Kind of taking it to the San Diego Padres, which is a good time. Let's get to the phones here and talk to Brian in Churchville. What's happening, Brian?
Hey, what's happening, Jack?
What's going on, man?
Not too much. Oh, crap. Sorry, I turned my TV off here.
That's good.
Yeah,
what do you got?
What a great win tonight. And I'll admit, I've been not as bad as some people about the Schwarber deal. Benton lead off, obviously, but
it's a shock to the system. I mean, I understand for people that have watched it for a while, it's probably like, what are we doing here? But I mean, like, listen, they just win a lot with him there, and you can't deny what he does with the home run and the presence he has at the top of the lineup and the protection he gives the bottom of the lineup. Like, there's a lot of positives.
And no, you're 100% right. It's a very unique situation, and it goes against kind of history. But yeah, it's clear that like that's how they need to keep it without a doubt. And then the other thing I wanted to mention too was, look, he struggled early in the season, but Zach Wheeler has been a flat out stud since he's come here.
Totally.
I mean. He's just awesome. I mean, he seems like he's, rounded into form, just at the right time. Like you said, his fastball is just popping. And I mean, that's 16 whiffs on the fastball. That's unbelievable.
Well, yeah. And it's so, because when he was throwing like 94, 95 at the beginning of the season, I was like, is he just going to be stuck at that spot? But recently, I mean, he is getting it back up nice. Like, I don't think the 99 to 100 Zach Wheeler is coming back, but the fact that he's able to still live 96, 97 and get that many swing and miss and it be that devastating of a pitch. I mean, it just shows you how ridiculous that pitch is.
No, and I totally agree. It shows you what a great pitcher he really is. And it's funny, I've thought about it. I've watched Steve Carlton, and he's the best pitcher, you know, Phillies pitcher I've seen. But so, Wheeler's top five for me, without a doubt. I mean, he's been awesome since he's been here.
Yeah, I mean, what? It's Carlton, Schilling, Halliday, yes. Lee, and then it's like Hamill/Wheeler?
See, Hamels. See, I go Zach slightly over Cliff Lee. And it's close. It's close. Yeah. I go Lee number six. But, yeah, I do Carlton, Schilling, Hamels, Halliday, and then Zach. I mean, you know, you can argue it. But,
yeah.
I mean, I think he's been that good.
Totally. And I appreciate the call, Brian. And he is my player of the game, which is brought to you by South Jersey Gas, committed to providing safe, reliable, affordable natural gas. Make the switch to southjerseygas.com/lovemyhome. And Brian brings up, obviously, a really good point there. And it's been something I've been thinking about for a little bit here. Like, Zach Wheeler is definitely underrated, I think, by a lot of people, because it just kind of shows up and is good, and he's always just shown up and been good as a Philly. But it's interesting. He doesn't feel like he's on the Halliday level. That's not there. But his numbers are close, and his numbers are close only because of the last like 2 years of Halliday. Like, the first 2 years of Halliday are insane. But like, he is in that class with Halliday and Cliff Lee, where it's like, we have another ace and we have one of these guys. And it just, cause I feel like if Zach Wheeler's on the 10-11 team, you'd be like, wow, this is pretty ridiculous how good Zach Wheeler is. It does feel like he has been a bit under the radar here. And he is just, again, Matt Klentak gets a lot of crap here, but the fact that he felt comfortable enough to give the guy $115 million, I mean, it's one of the all-time heists of a contract in this city's history. I mean, that's how good Zach Wheeler's been. I mean, there was some concern at the beginning of this year. He had pitched the most innings he's ever done last year. He pitched deep into the World Series. He had dead arm in that playoff run, which doesn't ever get brought up. And then, obviously, we know what happened in Game 6, where he was just ridiculous and Rob Thompson pulled him. He got off to a slow start at the beginning of this year. The way he's pitching right now as they barrel towards the playoffs, they have their ace back. It's as simple as that. And he's been an underrated Philly here for how dominant he has really been. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. So there's a good sign out of the bullpen. And while I admit, eye test doesn't totally back it up. Eye test does not, you know, say this guy has been, I think, as dominant as this, but numbers are numbers, and you know, they don't lie. Sir Anthony Dominguez has only allowed one run in his last 14 appearances. So even though it hasn't been dominant and it hasn't been like coming in and striking out the side and looking as dominant as Sir Anthony can look, the fact of the matter is only one run in his last 14 appearances. And when you get him going, hopefully, and Alvarado, I think, is more back than not, you look at last year's bullpen that was able to go as far as they did, it was just riding those two. I mean, David Robertson existed, but it wasn't, like, easy. And then it was just – there really wasn't much – like Brogdon pitched and Bilotti was in games, and they had to bring Ranger out of the bullpen. So it wasn't like last year was some kind of a cakewalk with the bullpen. This year, heading into the postseason, if they get Sir Anthony and Alvarado back and firing on all cylinders, then you can bring in Hoffman. Like, Hoffman's pitching his way into more high-leverage spots. Wasn't great tonight, but got out of it. Strom continues to look pretty good. Soto is just a high-wire act. You have no idea what you're going to get. And then obviously, Craig Kimbrel, who if they can just get him some rest, it would just – not. And they don't need a phantom IL him, but if they can just ride a Sir Anthony Alvarado thing here who have more fresh arms and give some of the guys who helped carry this bullpen while they were down a bit of a breather here, it would just go a really, really long way. And one thing that Rob Thompson did last night that I thought was smart and ultimately, yeah, cost him the game, but just letting Lorenzen kind of get through six, whatever, who cares, and then just letting Covey – you know, pitch out the last two innings and not use anyone else. Sure, you're waving the white flag, and I know people can get offended by that, but it's sound managing. And it's set up for today when you had those guys ready to go with a full off day, with a day off tomorrow, and stuff like that. So good to see Sir Anthony, 11 pitches out of the eighth. And again, one earned run in his last 14 appearances. So hopefully trending in the right direction with Sir Anthony and Alvarado. I think the arrow is pointing up on those two. 215-592-9494. It's Jack Fritz hanging out with you here on the final out. On the other side, we will look ahead to Friday night against the Marlins coming into the town before handing things off to Rob Ellis, who will take you through the rest of the night. It's Jack Fritz here on the final out. And get ready for the NFL season with incredible offers from FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. Plus, all customers who bet $5 will get $100 off NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. I really like the FanDuel app. Now is the best time to join FanDuel. The app is easy to use, and you can bet on everything from spreads to player props and much, much more. Back tomorrow night. The NFL cannot wait to celebrate it all on the FanDuel app. So visit FanDuel.com/Fritz and kick off the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lowe swung on and driven high and deep center field. Back at the track is Grisham. He's out of room. It's gone. And JT Realmuto has homered again. It's his 18th home run of the season, his third in his last four games started. And the Phillies now lead it 4-0.
Road JT, what a player. Again, average over 300 on the road. OPS approaching 1,000 on the road. And at home, it's in the low... the low 600s. It's I mean, again, this team is full of insane bits. You know, they usually at the start, outside of Zach Wheeler, their starters do the same thing where they allow three runs in the first three innings and then they're in the sixth or seventh inning and it's mostly fine. Everyone freaks out, whatever. They also have a good bit going where they allow a huge home run, or they hit a huge home run late, a game shifting kind of home run, and then they blow it, which is a crushing bit they have going on. And then the JT home road splits is an unbelievable bit. I mean, he is by far the best catcher in baseball on the road, and then at home he's below replacement level. So hopefully during this little bit of a home stretch he can cook back up. But man, him on the road is certainly a different player. Maybe Stubbsy at home and JT on the road. 215-592-9494. Final out is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable, never looked so good. Let's get in Joey in Pennsville. What's happening, Joey?
Jack, finally nice to talk to you, brother. I'm a big fan of Top 5-5, by the way.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate you. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, and Fritz at 6 as well.
What about when Howard's there? Do you still like it?
Oh, I love when you're riding with the king, man. I love when you two go back and forth.
That's good. I appreciate that. I'm just busting stones. What do you got?
I know. Hey, Jack, I still think they leave too many men on base. Old school in two reasons. One, first of all, I know what a Schwarber guy you are, and I wasn't as a leadoff because I was old school. I figured the guy's got to walk, the guy's got to have speed. But you know what? You convinced me, and Schwarber, Kyle has convinced me to go otherwise.
Yeah, and listen, I, in a perfect world, would I like a guy to hit home runs from the leadoff spot, get on base, and steal bases? Sure, like I understand that, but like for this team, for what he does, I think people get too caught up in the batting average, get a little too caught up with like, does he move runners over? Does he go first and third? Yeah, like sure, but when they're as good as they are with him there, I just don't know why it's still such a point of contention for people.
You changed my mind, and like I said, Schwarber changed my mind. My other thing is, again, my father, you know, who got me into baseball big time, yeah, with this, you know, and I grew up with, you know, in the 70s, Jack. I'm a little older than you. Mm-hmm. But a man on third with less than two outs and you don't score him, that would send my father into what you would call a conniption.
Me too. There's no. I don't think there's a worse feeling in sports than leaving runners on base with less than, or leaving runners in scoring position with less than two outs.
Absolutely, sir. And that was my point tonight. And I appreciate you taking my call, Jack. And I hope to get to talk to you on your other show.
For sure. Thanks for the call, Joey. I appreciate it. And yeah, it's been the thing that's kind of hurt them all years, this runners in scoring position thing. But I will say, I mean, since August 1st, so you know, a little over a month. I mean, what they've done offensively has been impressive. I mean, last night was more of a blip in the radar than a massive cause for concern. So, you know, no runs last night, but they get right back on the horse and score five today. So I thought that was good to see. And this offense has just been on a roll here for a little bit. And again, I believe yesterday they snapped their – was it 7-game multi-home run streak, which was impressive. Got right back on the horse today, and hopefully they ride it out this weekend against the Marlins, who are coming to town. They were winners of 6 straight heading into today, but at this point, they are going to end up being winners of 7 straight because they're up 9-1 against the Dodgers in the 5th inning. So Marlins coming in playing good baseball, but news broke before the game today. Jorge Soler on the IL with an oblique, and obviously him and he can make Citizens Bank Park feel even smaller. And Sandy Alcantara, who again the Phillies own, so I mean this isn't that big of a loss, but he goes to the IL as well. They have not announced any starters this weekend. Skip Schumacher said before the game today that they're going to kind of piecemeal this thing together, and might be some openers, so look out for possibly some openers this weekend against the Phillies. But just frankly, I'm glad they're returning home. I'm very, very glad they're returning home. Get back in front of that crowd and continue the really positive momentum that they've been building down at Citizens Bank Park. Chris Sanchez gets the ball on the mound on Friday night, so you know, hopefully gets back on the right side of things and continues to pitch his way into the into a possible playoff rotation, which is, I would start Chris Sanchez in the NLDS. Wouldn't start him in the wild card round. But he's been impressive. And hopefully down the stretch run here, he continues to do that. But either way, Phil's coming back home on Friday. I will have you for leading off and final out on Friday night, reacting to it all here on WIP. Rob Ellis will take you through the rest of the night here on WIP. Francisco Rojas produced the program tonight, did a great job as always. I'll talk to you Friday evening and Friday post game on WIP. Enjoy the rest of your night.